Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Jim Skoll enjoyed success early when it came to business. Skoll owned several businesses, including Dakota Specialties, Matt Construction, and Skoll Construction. Skoll's ventures also include real estate, in addition to serving on several nonprofit boards. His success presented him with the opportunity to give, and he has done just that. His efforts have landed him a spot in the South Dakota Hall of Fame. Jim Skoll joins us today from the Black Hills Surgical Studio in Rapid City. Jim, welcome, and thank you for this opportunity to hear about your life today.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, Jim, let's go back to the beginning. Tell us about your upbringing, how that shaped you, and were there family members or people in your life that helped nudge you as you chose your career path and your path for life?
Oh, certainly. Came to Rapid City when I was 3 years old from the small town of White River, South Dakota. And I come from a hardworking family. I wouldn't say we were poor, but we certainly wasn't on the high end of the hog. I have five siblings. We're very close together, so we moved here at that time. Grew up in a 900-square-foot house in South Canyon part of the community. Mm-hmm. And I've had some really significant people assist me in my career path, I guess, getting me into the School of Mines. A significant thing there was actually the Vietnam War. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I was kind of a wild child till I got in the mm-hmm. Army and went through that experience. And that experience actually set me on a pathway to overachieve, perhaps, in my life.
And, Rapid City had to be a great place to grow up, especially with five siblings, especially during that time. Just talk about growing up in Rapid City and your development there and what you thought as Rapid City as a place to grow.
It's a wonderful place. It was then, and of course, that's all I knew, so I didn't know any different. But I grew up in a time when there was an abundance of children in my neighborhood. I remember my neighbor telling me not long ago that there was over 40 children within a two-block area. And I think back about that. That was very true. We had enough people every day for two baseball teams or soccer yeah. or whatever we chose to do. So it was very significant and a wonderful place to grow up.
That reminds me of my neighborhood in Pierre. It seems like there was never a problem getting a baseball or football game together, and those were great times. We have heard some great stories, too, from this year's Hall of Fame class with respect to their youth, jobs they've held, or things that built character. Do you have an example that you can share?
You know, probably significant in my life was my father was a great example of very hard work. And from an early age, I assisted him in his carpentry trade and things around the house. And so from that, I guess, I learned how to work hard and what a work ethic was. And as I look back on my career, I got where I'm at in large part because I worked an incredible amount of time mm-hmm. and diligently, and I guess I was blessed with a lot of good circumstances too, and going to the School of Mines and getting a good degree there and making that all work. So
yeah, it's interesting that carrying Dad's toolbox and just a little help like that can lead to a successful career in business. Tell us about your business and your experience and your ventures in real estate and investments.
Well, I'm maybe a little bit interesting in that I never really worked for anybody. I never had a peer, so to speak, in the mm-hmm. construction industry beyond my father's carpentry skills. So I started and kind of from scratch when I got out of the School of Mines. I got the big job, of course, and went away, but I only lasted about 9 months. I loved to hunt. I loved to fish. And, of course, nothing's quite like Rapid City when you go to a big city. So I came home after 9 months out there in the world and said, I'm going to figure out how to make a living here. So with that in mind, I started doing construction because that's what my father did and that's what I knew how to do because I'd done that through high school and through college, actually. So I just started from scratch and learned everything by the seat of my pants, I guess, from banking to, economics to, the accounting, insurance, everything. Just kind of one day by day, I said, I'm going to do this, and off I went, and I just worked my tail off.
Yeah, self-made man. let me take a step back, because you mentioned that you had served in Vietnam. I was wondering if your service there did anything to guide you in your business career or just simply as a person.
It was really as a person. When you experience that kind of trauma, I'll call it, in a sense. It's quite a different world from the world I grew up in, and you're there, and people are dying, and there's a lot of violence. And, of course, at that time, unfortunately, there was a lot of drugs and alcohol in Vietnam as well. So it was an experience that when I came back, I'd flunked out of the School of Mines prior to going. That's how I got in the Army. And coming back, I was absolutely dedicated to finishing. So I had like 4 credits is all I'd ever passed. So I finished in 3 years with just a lined out to get this done as quickly as possible and get on with my career and in the business world, and engineering at the time.
Yeah, and that's not an uncommon experience for people in those first couple of years of college. Sometimes those are tough years, and you end up having to come back. A lot of people share that story. Jim Skoll is our guest from Rapid City. He'll be entering the South Dakota Hall of Fame next month, construction groundbreaker and community builder. Jim, what kind of advice would you offer current businessmen and women and even our next generation of business leaders to help them succeed?
Well, obviously hard work is part of it. I tell people, and I told my son is pretty much taking over my business, so my advice always to him was, if you don't have a passion for construction, I would just as soon you didn't follow in my footsteps. You find a passion that you believe in, that it's fun to do every day, that you enjoy going to work, that you see success in, and follow that passion. And it's amazing what you can accomplish, because it's not work, I guess, at that point. And so that's a big one there. And then today's world, you have to be really prepared. You're never going to know all that you need to know about things out there. It's a complex world. It's full of a lot of government regulations today. In our business particularly, I think it'd be very challenging to learn that without a set of peers that could explain and help you through it and gradually bring you into the fold. It's just a myriad of challenge and government regulation, frankly, between safety and occupational care and and on and on. So you just have to be driven with a passion, I feel, to make it work.
With success comes the opportunity to give back, and some of your focus has been on our youth, Native American issues, and conservation. Why are these issues dear to you, and how have you been able to give back in those areas?
Well, on my youth, I've thought about that a lot. I would say I kind of lived a troubled youth life. My parents were divorced when I was real young, and I was kind of a wildcat out there, and my mother would say, and I remember my mother telling me not long ago before she passed, she said, Jimmy, you were the least likely of my children to succeed. She said, you barely got through high school, then you flunked out of college, and somehow you found your pathway. And so I look at kids today, and I know the challenges they face, and I'm real sensitive about children, especially males without a father image or a male figure in their life. And I read a lot of data about the challenges they face in alcoholism, criminal. In fact, I just read yesterday in the Epoch Times, it's called, that 90% of the people, the men in prison, did not have a father figure in their life. And I believe that as I followed that. So that was a big one of the youth, is how do we make a difference in our youth and give them an opportunity to succeed in a troubled world, in their troubled world. Conservation, I've just always enjoyed it. I love to hunt. I love to fish. Mm-hmm. In fact, I wanted to be a biologist and a game warden and a conservationist until I realized, frankly, what they got paid. I said, all that work, I have to get a master's, and that's my career path? It's crazy. But I never lost my love of it. I love to hunt and fish and be out in the outdoors. And, of course, if you come from this part of the world, Rapid City and the surrounding area, it's beautiful. And Native American issues just touch my heart. I just see such poverty and such tragedy there and such a difficult time they have in breaking free of that anything we can do to assist them in seeing a different world than what some of them come from, so they can move beyond it and break free of that, I just want to do everything I can to help them.
Going back to the comments of your mother, it sounds like you're just naturally a fan of the underdog.
You know, I am. I get tears in my eyes when I read stories about underdogs and how they came through and made it happen. So I'm always challenged by that, and I want to help people. And when I see something that I can help them overcome that could be very significant for them to move forward into a positive lifestyle.
Yeah. And you've served on several nonprofit boards as well. If you would take just a minute, we just have about a minute left, talk about the significance of your service to Black Hills Works, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Black Hills, and Wellspring, and your role within those organizations.
Well, most of them are all involved with children mm-hmm. and challenges and difficulties, so they were very poignant. One of my biggest ones actually is Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and then I started a hunting program called South Dakota Youth Hunting Adventures. 13 years ago, we're in our 13th year. We take about 100 disadvantaged kids, I call them, primarily kids in single-parent family homes that don't have the opportunity to get outdoors and experience it or hunt or fish. Through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we have about 100 kids and about 100 mentors that's their role is to take care of these kids and see that they get outdoors, because I believe the outdoors, frankly, is really, really healthy for kids mm-hmm. in a natural way.
Mm-hmm. Jim Skoll, it has been a pleasure to meet you here on the air today. Hopefully we can meet in person sometime, but congratulations on your induction to the South Dakota Hall of Fame.
Thank you so very much. It's an amazing thing.
You're
amazing.
Welcome.
It's a miracle, I think.
Jim Skoll has been our guest, joining us from the Black Hills Surgical Studio in Rapid City. By the way, the honors ceremony, which is open to the public, is held in Chamberlain and Oklahoma on September 13th and 14th. Tickets are on sale and can be purchased on the Hall of Fame's website at sdexcellence.org or by calling 605-234-4216.